Welcome to Rugged Theology, where we talk about church planting, theology, and drink coffee.
And welcome to another episode of Rugged Theology. I am Adam Diamond. I am your beautiful host. Not really. But I'm here today with... It's okay. You're allowed to laugh.
No one can see you.
Yeah, you just take my word for it. I am your host. Today I have with me the interns of Mile One Mission, our summer interns to be exact. So today I have with me Haley Edwards.
Hi.
I have Mr. Matt Rogers.
Hello, everyone.
And Mrs. Lauren Noble.
That's me. Hi.
That's me, yeah. All right, guys. So this is not a theological episode. This is going to be a nice little episode for you guys just to talk about what your internship has been like so far. But just for those who don't know you. Haley, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how old you are, how you came to intern here, and then we'll get the others to follow suit.
Sure. My name is Haley Edwards. I'm 22. I am from St. Phillips. It's kind of like an extension of St. John's in a way. I've lived here all my life, and I came to the internship through knowing Jennifer Winger. She's the director of Women's Ministries at Calvary, and I've been going to Ladies Group for about 9 months now.
Okay.
And yeah, the opportunity kind of presented itself in the first bit of the summer, and I was like, sure, why not?
Why not? All right, Matt, what about you? Where are you from, and how'd you get here?
I'm from town, from the east end of St. John's. Grew up mostly here, with a few years in the Middle East in between.
Middle East, where's that?
Over in Qatar. Grew up in Doha from kindergarten to grade four, and then moved back to Canada and been living in east end of St. John's ever since.
Okay, you remember much about that time?
I remember a little bit, mostly just playing hockey with the other Canadians who live there.
I was gonna say you played hockey in the Middle East.
Yeah, I know. It's wow. Really, it's very weird to think of, but yeah, the malls were fancier over there, so yeah, they had ice rinks and everything. So we played a lot of hockey with all the other Canadians, or street hockey or ice hockey.
Okay, so how'd you come to get here?
I started going to Calvary about middle of 2018. I started going to the men's group, basically through my brother. I heard about it and wanted to come out. And so I started going to the men's group, and then eventually I started coming to the Sunday services and kind of ended up getting connected more with Calvary and started getting interested in ministry and figuring out if I'm being called to ministry and working through that. And Steve and everyone here has been really nice and trying to lead me through that process and trying to figure things out and encourage me to apply for the internship here. And that's basically how I ended up here.
Cool. And Lauren, how'd you get here, my dear? And where are you from?
Well, I'm not from town, nor have I been anywhere very interesting. I grew up in Middle Arm, which is out on the Beaverett Peninsula.
Middle Arm
by. So it's quite a ways away. I moved up here back in 2011 for university. And we're only just getting connected at Calvary now, over the last few months, I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So when Steve Bray reached out to me, it was because we were looking for just somewhere to go in the pandemic, somewhere that was open, that we could go in person. So he connected with us, and I was in a tornado place in my life where nothing and everything was happening. Mm-hmm. And he kind of just connected with me and reached out to me, and I just grabbed the rope as he threw it out, and now I'm here.
Cool. Well, it's great to have you guys around. Well, one guy and two ladies. It's great to have you all here. It's actually really great that we have some female interns here, and it's not just guys here, because we can get a little out of hand sometimes.
We need people to keep us, rein us in sometimes.
Yeah, ladies are good at doing that. All right, so you have been here for what, about 4 weeks, maybe a little more. What's that been like for you so far? And first of all, tell me, what did you want to get out of the internship when you first started? Matt, why don't you start there? When you came on, you know, what was it you wanted to get out of it, and what have you gotten out of it so far?
I think one of the biggest things I was trying to figure out was whether I'm called to ministry and what that entails, what ministry looks like. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the biggest things that I've been getting out of it is seeing what the inside of ministry looks like and the behind the scenes stories and what goes into ministry that's not seen on Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been one of the biggest things I wanted to get out of it and that I have been getting out of it. Is just seeing what goes on in ministry and then through that figuring out if I'm being called to ministry. And
so what, how does that measure up to your expectations? Like, you know, is there more or less happening? You know, are you, is the internship helping you figure out if you're called or not? Like what's happening there?
Well, I knew that coming into this, I knew that obviously ministry is more than just a Sunday service and even more than just volunteering in the community. I understood that was it was more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to really see how much more it is has been really eye-opening and very interesting for me.
Okay, cool. Haley, what about you? You know, coming into this, you know, what did you think you were going to get out of it? And what has it been like so far? Has it met your expectations? Has it been completely different? What's it been like for you?
Yeah, I'd say very similar to Matt. I've been interested in ministry for a while, but wasn't really sure how to go about that. Like, okay, do I just dive right into school or mm-hmm. what that looked like? So I definitely was hoping to kind of dip my toes, per se, in the water and kind of see what it's all about. And it's definitely exceeded my expectations in that regard. I think there's so much more to ministry than I thought, like Matt said, kind of, it's not just a Sunday morning service, but there's so much behind the scenes that kind of happens. So that's been really cool, I think. And then another component for me was just a better understanding of God, not to sound cliche or basic.
No, but I mean, but like, we want our men and women to be theologically trained.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's been super, super helpful for me. It's been challenging. Like I've had a lot of books I'm reading and I'm really like driven more to read the Bible. And yeah, it's been really good though.
That's great.
Yeah.
And Miss Lauren, now if you're listening, you might notice that, yeah, I might talk a bit different with Dr. Lauren because see, I'm from the Bay. And Lauren, are you from around the Bay or are you from the Bay as well?
We're from the Bay.
Yeah, from the
we
Bay.
We lose so. All composure when together.
So her name is Atomic Lauren, bomb. But if you're from our way, basically outside of town, you can say it Lauren, and it's the same thing.
I'll answer to almost anything, honestly, at this point.
So, listen, we got, you know, Matt, who's a young man who's trying to figure out if he's called. We got Haley, who is a young lady who feels like, you know, she might be called going into ministry as well, looking at her options there, seeing what ministry involves. And you're not studying ministry.
No.
So,
I'm the odd man out here. I mean, yeah. I would go so far as to say I'm looking for a call. Mm-hmm. I am, like I said, I was in a bit of a eye of the storm, tornado place, whatever you want to call it, when I first started here. And my expectations were very, I don't want to say low, but I want to say simplistic. They were very much, what do I do? Mm-hmm. I wanted to figure out or just kind of wait on what God wanted for me in my life and what I had no question that it was his doing that brought me to this place that mm-hmm. made the opportunity available. So I kind of just came in blind faith, just whatever it is. I might not be ready, but I'm willing and waiting. And that's kind of where my position was starting off. My expectations were to just, I mean, and in that kind of contains a lot. It contains, I wanted to, you know, be surrounded by theology and people who are my brothers and sisters in Christ and are supportive and that can be like good influence and mentors to me. And I wanted to learn a different areas of discipline spiritually, and all those things basically came with just wanting to be more obedient to God and just know, try and let him show me what his plans are, because I didn't know and I'm figuring it out, but
yeah,
we'll get there.
So that's, you know, you've been following God. So how's that been for the last 4 weeks? Like, you know, have you,
well, I've experienced a lot of things I didn't expect. Actually, I didn't expect to work on my ability to read. Like Haley said, I'm not a reader, and I have a lot of difficulty with it, actually. Mm-hmm. But this has really disciplined me to not just read, but to learn how to do so well and effectively, which has decreased my anxiety on a lot. And that's going to help me, obviously, read the Bible and learn more theology and just be a more rounded studier. So
that's great.
Happy over that, and just being around everyone and just learning and growing and being part of a community has really helped me in ways that is hard to express, really.
Yeah, that's great to hear. So guys, like I said, you're halfway through. You know, we haven't driven you away, obviously. You made it
no
this
one
far.
Has quit.
no one has
we
quit.
We started
yet.
With three.
We started with three, and hopefully we finished with three. So what would you like to learn? You know, looking back on the last 4 weeks, you got 4 weeks left. You have your student intern summer job thing, whatever you want to call it. What would you like to get out of the next 4 weeks? Right, you're only here. It is an interesting environment. You do get to sit around the table sometimes, have these theological discussions. You're in a Christian environment, a Christian workplace. You're actually involved in ministry hands-on, so it's a unique setting as opposed to working out in, you know, out in the world, we'll say. So, you know, taking advantage of the next 4 weeks, what would you like to learn? What would you, Haley?
Yeah, I think, like, the way the program has been for me, like, it's kind of been grounded in the first 4 weeks. I've done a lot of learning, mm-hmm. I'd say, like, you know, learning the different aspects of ministry.
Reading
and
books.
Involved and reading a lot of books. Yeah. And like Lauren said, I wasn't much of a reader, but I think I'm going to be at the end of this, which is a miracle.
Oh, reading's so much fun.
Yeah, it's been good. So I've, like, taken in a lot of information and a lot of practical tips about ministry. And now for the next 4 weeks, I'm kind of starting to do the hands and feet kind of part mm-hmm. of that.
How so?
I am going to be helping out in kids ministry. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for that. Love working with kids, and yeah, that'll be fun.
Kids are great.
Yeah, they are. They're so fun. Like, I think they keep you on your toes a lot. So I'm going to be doing that. And then I've also been doing a little bit of music ministry, I guess, mm-hmm. worship ministry.
Yeah.
And that's been really fun too. Just working with other people, has been really good too.
Yeah, and you were also involved with us going at Teen Challenge earlier this week.
Yeah, going out to Teen Challenge was a really neat experience because you, again, are working with a team of people who are also like-minded and wanting to do work in ministry and help people, and getting to do that hands-on is really, really exciting.
Great.
Really fun.
What about you, Matt? So, you know, you just practiced preach for us, so I'm sure that was interesting.
Interesting was a good word to describe it.
Yeah, maybe we can get you on your own podcast, talk about how that was for you. But no, I am looking forward to, in all seriousness, when you edit your sermon and you come back again, we see, you know, after you've studied the passage some more. I am really looking forward to that. But what are you hoping to get out of the next 4 weeks that you're here with us?
I think one of the things, the first 4 weeks have almost been a bit of kind of figuring out more what the inside of ministry looks like and learning about that. And it's still more learning. Like, I have still a bunch more books that I need to finish and learning about ministry and how to go about that. So I think the next 4 weeks is pushing myself more to start applying some of those things that I've been learning.
Okay.
As well as further developing, like, I wrote basically my first draft of my sermon and mm-hmm. trying to now go back and redevelop it and build it up even further than before and continue with that, and mostly start applying the things that I've been learning and really develop those further.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. And Lauren, what about you? So, you know, you've become more of a reader. You've learned how to probably retain a bit more, like you said, of what you're reading. Mm-hmm. So you got 4 weeks left. Again, you know, you're just following God, seeing what he's got for you. What are you hoping to get out of the next 4 weeks?
Well, I forgot to mention too, from before, like, I started out helping out with some of the tech stuff and the music stuff, which I'm not that skilled at yet, but I'm very interested in it.
You're more skilled than the average person.
Well, but I do want to do more of that and develop those skills and become more useful in those areas, because I do find it very interesting and I like participating in that. So I do want to have more involvement with volunteering. I want to have more like experiences learning all the different technical aspects of ministry, mm-hmm. and all the working parts, and like help find solutions and stuff like that. I want to be of use for sure, but I also do want to work on just becoming more disciplined. And I think that happens just being around people who are disciplined and being around people who love you and hold you accountable in a loving way and in a scriptural way. I definitely think that discipline is something that naturally happens and is happening. So I'm looking forward to more of that. And I'm looking forward to just, like the guys have said, learning more about ministry, because I came into this with less of a, am I going to go into ministry? It was more of a, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to know where your place is in the world when you don't know what your place is in your church community and God's church. And I'm finding that, and I just hope to really get a solid grasp on that in the next 4 weeks that I can take with me then, like my identity and my place in the community and my place in the church. And that happens through learning about ministry and the Bible and all the good stuff we've been doing.
Yes, boy, look at you. Yeah. That's great. If you can do all that in 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, cool. I won't do anything, but Christ can do it.
Look at you.
Yeah, like, oh, see what I'm learning so much.
Yet not I, but Christ.
That's right. No, I will do a lot.
All right, so here's a fun question. So I'm looking forward to this. So Matt, I might know your answer, but
I think we all know the answer.
Yeah.
To that.
So, what's been the most challenging part of his internship, Matt? Why don't you go first? What's been the most challenging part of your internship so far?
You're just waiting for me to say writing that sermon.
Give her.
that's definitely been a challenge, because I did public speaking and everything back in high school, and realizing that there's such a difference between writing a speech, mm-hmm. and writing a sermon.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the things that you guys even mentioned to me as some of the feedback. It's like, it sounded almost like I was giving a speech, and sometimes I guess I've been so used to that with debate club and public speaking, mm-hmm. and doing all that. But there's such a difference between just writing a bunch of words on a paper and, you know, giving people a bunch of information than just preaching and properly, you know, exegeting a passage and figuring out what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you teach that to a congregation? And it's so much deeper than just giving them a load of information, like the Bible says this. Like, it's so much deeper in realizing that there's so much more to the Bible than just a bunch of facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just some intellectual, you know, it's not some religious textbook.
Yep.
It's immensely deeper than that.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's not just, you know, putting words on paper. It's like you write an essay and you're like, mm-hmm. okay, church, here's my essay on, you know, Philippians 4 or something. Like, it's personal. It's, you know, you're walking your congregation through the text. And, you know, I mean, I'll give you credit. Like, your public speaking did show, because, like, you know, we mentioned, you didn't seem nervous at all when you practiced for us. So kudos to you. Like, dude, when I'm up there, I'm shaking. And it has yet to go away. No one sees it, but for my first time, my hand is just like shaking like a leaf. But you didn't have that, so I mean, that's great that you've had that practice. And you know, it's your first sermon, right? So it's great that you're seeing that behind the scenes of what actually it takes to preach to your congregation. And that weight, it sounds like you're getting really the weight of preaching as well, mm-hmm. right? It's not just here's a text. It's like, am I doing it right? Am I telling the people the truth? You know, I'm responsible for this, right? So it seems like you're really getting that from at least your first attempt.
Yeah, it's. I'm not just explaining the, you know, literary effects of the Industrial Revolution or something. Like, I'm not writing some English essay. What a preacher should be doing is preaching the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
and just recognizing that it's so much more than that, and trying to understand what is God speaking to us through the Bible, because the Bible is God's word.
Mm-hmm. It's living and active. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, use. It's good for all instruction. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things, and it's so rich. I mean, we came to a few realizations about the passage just talking about it after your sermon that some of us had never come to before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had said, some of us have been reading that passage longer than you've been alive, right? So it just goes to show that you can study a passage and still not get every bit of truth that's in God's word, which is just amazing. So Haley, what about you? What's been the most challenging part of your internship?
The most challenging, and I think probably the most beneficial part, has been just seeing God through a bigger lens. And I'll kind of explain that a little bit. When I first met with Steve and Jennifer, I had a lot of questions of like, okay, I want to do this internship and I'm not sure if like I'm called to do this or what I'm supposed to do here. And Steve kind of just said something like, you know, the biggest thing that I want you to take away from this is just how you view God, because I think that affects everything. So I've really been challenged in my view of God, and like Lauren and I have both said, in reading more and reading the Bible more. And I've had different books about, you know, how to enjoy reading your Bible and different perspectives on it. And really just seeing that through a different lens has been really helpful for me. It's been challenging because it's kind of shaking my whole world, but it's been really good.
Yeah, we like when that happens.
It happens a lot here. Like it's good though. It's only pushing you to be better and to have a deeper understanding of Christ and the Bible. So
mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same way when you go to the gym. I mean, you need to basically, you need to rip your muscles.
Rip them
apart.
Yeah,
you gotta get ripped and let it heal bigger than before. And in mm-hmm. a sense, we're kind of being, not necessarily tore down, but we're being...
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's actually been said in the office, and some people have been like, whoa, but it makes sense. Like, we'd rather you bleed in here mm-hmm. than out there on the streets.
Exactly.
So, like, we'd rather you get some battle scars in here. You know, you have a bit of a tough internship. You learn really the ins and outs. You're pushed here, so that when you get out there, when you're pushed, you don't bleed the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and to kind of go off of that, I think everybody here is very... very supportive and mm-hmm. wants the best
very
for you,
much so, yeah.
But they know, like, you know, you got to kind of push a little bit here and there to kind of
not afraid to speak the truth when
exactly.
it needs to be spoken.
Yeah, and it's actually very helpful. I'd rather that than someone just be like, "You're awesome,
you did a fantastic job." But really, it's like, "Wow, she sucked."
That time
and every time they do, you know that they're doing it for love too.
Yeah, and it's not like I haven't felt like anybody's attacked me at all. No. Like, it's coming from definitely a loving stance, like not to scare anybody who might be interested.
No, and that ties in with like the, like what you said about learning more about God and mm-hmm. his love, and that's what godly biblical love looks like. It's not hand-holding, and it's not all discipline. It's very much a dynamic, complex web of just the fruits of the spirit and just people guiding each other and holding each other accountable. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful to see and be a part of. Mm-hmm.
So Lauren, what about you? What's been the most challenging part? Other than reading books, you can't say
other
that.
Other than reading books, learning to read. No, I can read. I can't remember what I read. No, I've found that challenging, but in not as much. I would say similar to what Haley said, the most challenging experience I've had has happened within my spirit. And I found myself talking about it even after I go home, talking about how challenged that I was to change how I understand things and change my idea of myself and God and who I am in Him and my identity, and just deal with those things and realize that I don't have all the facts and I don't have anything definite in and of myself. I think it's hard to be vulnerable. I find it challenging to really just let myself be in this place of support because it does take a certain amount of vulnerability. But there's nothing that I've experienced. It's almost like when you're in a good, really good church service where the word is preached and the worship is beautiful and from a beautiful place. The most challenging, the best part usually is when you're challenged. Mm-hmm. So like when you're in a church service and you're being challenged by the word, it's some of the most hardest things to digest, but it is the most beautiful process to be challenged by the word. And that's what's been going on for me. It's been a lot of just getting into the word and just understanding it more, and that just like you said, just blowing my mind, rocking my world, changing everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Challenging me a lot, and I'm still working through it, and I expect that that won't stop anytime soon.
That's great. And I mean, to be honest, there's not one of us, I don't think, that wouldn't find it hard to be, you know, so authentic or, you know, to be so comfortable to let your guard down.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that I'm working through, even though, you know, I've, you know, quote unquote, moved up to church planter, is that I don't ask for help when I need to.
That's something.
I mean, that's something that I'm really bad at. Like, I really don't ask help. Like, I would rather be drowning and then be like, yeah, okay, now I need help. When in fact, I should be asking help before I'm ever drowning. When the water starts to come onto the boat, then I need to ask for help, not when the boat's already sinking.
Yeah, I was thinking of that when I said that, actually, was that that is a problem I have, is asking for help. And
yeah, those are kinds of things that we can do, that we like to deal with here on the internship, not even internship, but even through the course of your ministry, if someone were to stick around with mile one, you know, like myself. So guys, so it sounds like the internship has been pretty beneficial for you. Would you recommend someone doing this internship, even if it is just a summer internship through summer jobs through Canada, through the, you know, the government, or maybe a long-term thing? Like, would you, if someone were to ask you, is this worth doing? Like, what would I get out of it? Would you recommend it to them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's been so impactful in so many ways. And I think, as Lauren and I kind of both said, just seeing God in a different perspective, I feel like that changes so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different. Like, we're all, the three of us who are the summer interns, are all very different. It's not like a certain type of person that, you know, you have to be this certain age or whatever, which is a lot of requirements for jobs and stuff. So that's really cool about it too, is that we're all very different, but we're all, you know, interested in ministry or interested in learning more about God. And this is such a great place to do that, 'cause you have so many people around you who want to help you in that and who have kind of been on that journey themselves.
Yeah. Oh, you, Matt, would you suggest this to anyone? If someone were to ask you, like, is this worth doing?
Oh, 100%. It's just, there's so many things that I've been learning about, about my Bible, about even myself. Mm-hmm. And it's not just one or two things where it's like, okay, yeah, I can develop this one thing. It's like, there's so many different facets of life that I've been learning about myself, or how to read my Bible, how to interpret my Bible, even personal things like learning about, you know, biblical manhood and how that looks out, and how to grow myself to be more of a man as the Bible shows us what biblical manhood should be like.
Yep.
And so learning to live our lives more biblically as best we can, despite us being sinners. And
So it was a big yes from you.
Very much. Just recognizing that we can always fall back in Christ and run back to Christ.
Yeah, and this is and this is a safe place to fail too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, we'll tell you if you failed, but I mean, it's a safe place to fail. It's not like, okay, it's not like you did horrible, now get out of here. No, you did horrible. Now, how can we learn from this?
Yeah.
And like, let's watch you grow, kind of thing, right? What about you, Lauren? So, I mean, we got these two, you know, who are from some sort of call to like some sense of ministry. So like, again, you're it goes again to what Haley's saying, right? It's not just for one type of person.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
How would you recommend it to someone? Like, what can they get out of it?
A resounding yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely suggest that if God is leading you here, then you're not being, you're definitely not being led astray. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be hesitant over it in the slightest, or be nervous about it. Definitely be prepared if you're being led here. But it's like coming into, well, I mean, Christ Church is here. Christ Family is here. These are brothers and sisters. And when you come in, you experience that. So there's nothing that I can say that would express, like, enough just gratitude and thankfulness for everyone here. And that's how I would sell it, so to speak. Not that I am selling it, but that's genuine advice, that God's not going to lead you here. Like, you're not going to be led here and it not be a bad choice.
Mm.
You know, like, this is somewhere where God's family is and God's word is, and He definitely has His hand in this.
Hmm. So yeah, I mean, if you're listening, it's you don't have to feel a call to ministry, but regardless, if you apply, if you get an internship, you're going to leave one hopefully knowing your Bible better, knowing a bit more theology where you stand, being challenged personally in your identity in Christ, and you know where you are and how you view yourself. For any men that come on, you know, being challenged in you know preaching and behind the scenes and what that looks like and what it means to shepherd. And I mean, we're even all being challenged in like, you know, who disciples us and who are we discipling? Like, who are we engaging in the church?
Yeah.
How are we coming alongside people? So, I mean, this is even up to church planter candidates, church planters, like we're all being challenged this way. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's such a great way to learn and grow. If you've been listening, thank you so much. And again, if you are thinking about coming to Malwin Mission, you want to look at doing an internship, whether during the summer, whether a year or 2 year internship, feel free to reach out. You can always find us on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can find us on our website at www.milewindmission.ca, or you can send us an email at info@milewindmission.ca. So thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you again next week.
You have been listening to Rugged Theology. Rugged Theology is a podcast of Mile One Mission. If you'd like to know more about Mile One Mission and our work in Newfoundland, please visit us at www.mileonemission.ca.